Morning, we're serving a God that knows all, sees all, hears all, and has got everything in control.
Lord, help me, Jesus.
We're just the little mouthpiece this morning for the Lord. I didn't come for money. I didn't come to see or to be seen. But I come this morning to worship God in spirit and in truth. And I pray that you come for the same thing. I want you to know this morning that there is still time for you to get into the ark of safety this morning. The door of mercy has not been closed. And I thought so much this morning. I don't know, my voice gets pretty bad sometimes, but I thought this morning, if you had, as Brother Terry has already said, you've got a choice to make this morning. Do you want justice this morning or do you want mercy? If you go into a courtroom today, if you've been accused of something or if you're committed a crime or whatever and you go into a courtroom, you want the best defense that you can possibly get. You want to fall upon the mercy of the court this morning. You sure don't want them to give you justice. And here today, you don't want justice. I'm here to tell you. The rich man, he got justice. And look where he's at today. He's still down there, Brother John, in that flame this morning, and he'd still love to have that little drop of water, but he can't get that little drop of water. If it was possible for him to get that little drink of water, he could get out of that place. But he's sealed. He made his choice here in life. And I want you to know today, you've got to make a choice here in life. And I would that you would do like little Martha did. I would that you would choose. The good part and live. Listen today. This man Jesus, he's full of mercy and compassion this morning. He loves his creation today. And he's standing, the Bible says, all the day long with his arms outstretched saying, come. Let whosoever will, let him come and take a the water of life freely. You can't buy it this morning, and I can't give it to you, but I know the man, Brother Fred, that's got plenty and plenty to spare. There was a fountain opened up in the house of King David, and that water today, she's still flowing, and it's free to them that will call upon him. I wonder, I'd hate to think about going through this life, Brother Junior, without having the Lord down in my life. Listen, I spend a lot of nights laying awake, and I begin to pray and to call upon the Lord. And you know what? I find that he's right there. His ears are always inclined to his children. And so here in the little jewel church right here today, you could have come through that door back there, a sinner, and you can go home today with Jesus. Why in your heart? Listen, you got to open up the door from on the inside. He'll not break it down. But if you invite him, he'll come in. Why? How do I know that? I opened up the door and I said, Lord, I've done all that I know to do. I'm going to lay in my very life, Brother Corey, right in your hand. And you know what he done? He picked me up out of the mire and the clay, set me on a run for heaven's land, and I've not looked back. There's nothing in the world, there's nothing for me anymore. My eyes are cast on that city called heaven, and that man called Jesus, He's right there.
Yes,
listen this morning now. Now, here's where I'm going this morning, I hope, that you'll pray just a little bit. Listen, we read about where Jesus, he was in a certain place one day, and there the scribes and Pharisees, Brother John, they was always trying to find some way to accuse him before the brethren. And these scribes and Pharisees, they brought a little woman out to him. They took her right in the act of adultery. And according to the law of Moses, they were supposed to stone her to death. Listen, and these men, they brought that woman why out to him. Man, I want you to know, they intended to do harm why to her. They had the rocks right in their hand. They was ready to stone her. And they come to Jesus and they looked at him and they said, Master, according to the law of Moses, we're supposed to stone her. And now we want to know what you say about it. Listen, Brother Fred, they wanted him to say, go ahead, begin to throw the stone. But what did Jesus say? He looked at them. He knew what was in their heart. Listen today. He knows what's in your heart here today. Listen what he said. You that is without sin, you cast the first stone, and the Bible says then he knelt down and began to write on the ground. Man, can you imagine what they felt in their heart? The Bible says that one by one, Brother Fred, they began to leave. I can just see them throwing their stones down. Man, the fight was took away. Listen, and Jesus, he stood up and he said, Woman, where are thou accuser? What did she say? She said, Sir, I have none. Listen what Jesus said. Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. I believe that woman.
Yes, sir.
Got a little drink of that water.
You got it, brother.
I believe she did.
You got the promise.
Now listen today. You need a little drink. If you drink of this natural water, they thought, well, give us of that water that we'll never thirst again. They thought he was talking about the natural water. But he was talking about that spiritual water. Listen today. Sometimes I feel like I could drink every drop that's in the bucket over there. And there's sometimes I don't want it. But I always thirst for that water. That little drink of water, Brother Junior, that comes down from God out of heaven. What does he say? It's like a thirst, a drink of water to a thirsty soul. Do you thirst and hunger after righteousness? Yeah, sometimes we rub with the world too much and we need a little something to come our way. Pick us up, lift us up, put us back on the right way. Well, I'll tell you what, when the lash comes, when the rod is laid to my back, boy, I know all about that. And what does it do? It refreshes me. Why? Because he puts me back in line.
There you go, brother.
Do I get out of line? Well, sure do. Can I help it? No. Sin still lives in this old house. The man that's on the inside, he's been cleaned up. He's renewed day by day. this old outward man, he's still subject unto sin. Can't do nothing about that. I'll hurry and get out of the way now. I'm not going to be here much longer. But there's something that comes to my mind now. I'll try to get to it, and I'll get out of the way. After Jesus had came out of the tomb, after the two sisters had seen him out there, he told them to go and do something.
Yes, he did.
He said, "You go tell the brethren that I'm going to come to them."
Yeah, buddy.
Man, listen. We read after he'd been here, after he'd come out of that tomb, walked for 40 days here on the earth, he just started right out of their sight, Brother John. And they was a couple of men standing there, and they began to ask him, "Why do you stand gazing upward?" This same Jesus. The same Jesus, the one that they crucified, the one that they laid in a tomb, the one that came out of that tomb on that third and appointed morning, he's coming back, the same one. It's not somebody new, it's the same Jesus, the one that walked and talked and was with the brethren 2,000 years ago, Brother Terry. He's coming back again. Listen, and when after he came out of the tomb, he told the sister, "Now you go tell the brethren that I'm a coming." And they was two of the brethren that was on a journey, the Bible says, and they were on a journey, and they met up with a man, and they began to talk with him, and he began to ask them, "Brethren, why are you so downheaded? What's wrong? What's the matter with you? Is there some great tragedy has happened or something? What's wrong with you?" And they began to say to him, "Why are you a stranger? Why in the land? Have you not heard that they have killed our Lord?" Listen today. They thought he was just someone else. They didn't know who he was. But I want you to know here today, when he speaks, Brother Coy, you know who it is. Listen today. When you hear him in the heart, you know who he is. Listen today. I can hear my wife speak in another room somewhere, and I know who it is. Listen today. He said, "My sheep, they know my voice, and another they will not follow." Listen. They begin to say, "Why are you a stranger? Don't you know what's happened?" And as they went along their way, Jesus began to talk with them, Brother Terry. And they got to the place where they was going, and they went in, started in. And Jesus acted as though he'd just go on. And they began to say, "Come in, light's late, come in and stay all night." And Jesus finally consented to go in with them. Man. If you ask him, he'll go in with you. He'll be right there. Listen today. And when they went in, they still didn't know who he was. But the Bible says that there was many there. And I want you to know, all of them but one, the brethren, was there. And he, when he blessed the bread, their eyes were open. And they knew who he was. And when he made himself known unto them, the Bible says the doors were shut, the windows was closed, and he was just caught right out of their sight. And they began, Brother Fred, to commune with one another, and they began to say, "Why did not our hearts burn within us as we were on our journey?" There was something special about this man called Jesus. And there was one that was not there with them in that day. And met again. The Bible says they come together at another place. And this man Thomas, he was with them that day. And they began to say, "Thomas, we've seen him. He's alive. And I want you to know here today, Jesus is alive. And alive forevermore. And they begin to tell him, Thomas, he's alive. No, 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 no. We seen him put in the ground. We know that he hung on that cross. We know that he gave up the ghost and died. But Thomas, he's alive. We've seen him. What did Thomas say? I'm not going to believe you. You can tell me all you want to in my own words. Have you ever run across someone like that? You just can't tell them nothing. They just won't believe nothing you tell them, Brother Junior. Listen today. They'll tell you, well, when I see it, then I'll believe it. Thomas said, I'll not believe until I see him for myself. Well, guess what happened? They were in the house. The windows were closed. The doors was closed. And just all at once, there was somebody else in the room. Have you ever been in a hospital room?
Yeah, buddy.
And just all at once, there was somebody else in the room. I remember laying in the hospital one day, there all by myself, and I began to pray. Thought sure I was about to lose my foot. They told me they wasn't sure whether they was going to have to take off more of my foot or not. They didn't know. Infection was so bad. And I began to pray. And you know what happened? All at once, there was somebody else in the room. It wasn't just me in there no more. I could feel him all around me. And Brother Junior, the tears began to roll down. There was a peace that come over me right there in that room. And I began to say, everything is going to be all right. Listen, and the next thing I know, they were waking me up. I had drifted off to sleep. Jesus, when you call on him, and you mean it from the heart, he'll be there. Listening all at once. And there in that room. And there was another one there. And when he spoke there, Brother Coy, Thomas fixed his eyes upon him. And he began to say, my Lord and my God. And what did Jesus say to him? Thomas! Thomas, come here, put your finger in my hand. Come here, thrust your hand in my side. It's me, Thomas. What did Thomas do? I believe he bowed right down. He began to say, Thomas, you believe because you've seen me. But blessed are they that do believe and have not yet seen. I've not seen him, Brother Fred. I've not seen him with my natural eyes, but I believe. If it's not him that's here in the Little Jewel Church today, I'm bad fool. My God is alive and alive forevermore. I got my name wrote in a book. 33 years ago, they wrote my name in a little book, in a little church book. Roger Gibson joined this day. But you know what? 33 years ago, and Brother Fred, my name was written in another book. I want you to know, they can take that book at the Little Zion Church. A little white owl will take her away. But Brother Junior, that book, the Lamb's Book of Life, it was written there in blood. Jesus wrote it there, and the devils can't get it out. And I want you to know something. There's going to come a day when that door of mercy is going to slam closed, and God's going to tell his son, I've heard the cries of my children long enough. It's time now. You go down there and get them, and you bring them home. And Jesus is going to say to the angel, you go down, you step 1 foot upon the land and 1 on the sea, And when I give the command, I want you to blow that trumpet loud. And boy, when it begins to blow, nobody will have to come and say, well, did you hear it blow? No. When it begins to sound, everybody will hear it all at the same time. And when I hear that trumpet begin to blow, I'm going to fix my eyes on the eastern sky. Why? Because there's a man coming on a cloud, and I want to get on that cloud with him. Why? Because I'm a leaving this world. I'm not getting on no ship. I'm not getting on a plane. And I'm not getting on a train. I'm going to ride on a cloud of glory. And it's a one-way trip.